the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
So does the judge always have great judgment? I think we all agree the answer is definitely no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, they might be right here, but boy, this would be a real problem if you were the couple in question.
I didn't know this could happen, honestly.
I only did because they technically, you have to answer that question when you get divorced, at least in this state.
Yeah.
Where they say, now this is, well, like the toothpaste is way out of the tube at that point.
Yeah.
But one of the questions they ask you when you file the paperwork is there any reason to believe this marriage can be reclaimed? That's not the correct way they say it, but you get the idea. Mm-hmm.
I know that's the case, but...
But I thought it was just boilerplate.
A formality.
Like they ask. Yeah. You don't have one person go,
Yeah, they want to make sure it's not a surprise to somebody.
Yeah. Sort of. But mission not accomplished. But that being said, this time the judge did the old switcheroo.
Till death do us part, it is a vow that seals a marriage.
And a vow one Bullock County judge is trying to uphold against a couple's will. New at 5:30, way through news reporter Nick Pick shows us an unusual ruling that's keeping the couple together for the time being.
Doug and Nicole Potts have been separated since November. The two agreed their 13-year marriage was broken. But after just one hearing, Judge Monica Meredith had other ideas.
What?
The saying goes, cooler heads will prevail. But for Doug and Nicole Potts, that mindset, for the time being, has backfired.
Because I get the vibe that you all might be able to work this out, and I could be wrong, but I've said through a lot of these things.
The couple has been married since 08, have a small daughter together, but as of November, agreed their marriage was broken beyond repair. Most details finalized, only in court, to get a judge's ruling on relocation that seemingly turned into an unwanted reconciliation.
Would it be beneficial to either of you all if I order you to go to reconciliation counseling, or are you past that?
I mean, I would say we're past that.
Still, after the hearing...
Yeah, because of how they're at the end of their divorce proceedings.
Yeah.
By that point, I mean... You know, everybody's situation is different, but
sure,
man, I cannot imagine.
That's usually why they make you wait about 6 months, at least in this state. You know, but from the time you file, you got to wait like 6 months because they want to make sure you're not wasting the court's time. You don't change your mind and everything else,
right.
And you get some of your details worked out so that by the time you go, I mean, you might have like a trial, like where you do get things decided because you can't figure it out on your own. But I mean, it's pretty cut and dry at that point that it's happening.
And this is a Zoom court, like we've said. It's not like they're sitting in the same room, cuddled up next to each other, talking about this tough decision that they're making.
Like
they're
clearly
in two separate rooms.
Right.
And the woman very clearly. Yeah.
Kelly, the judge didn't see them laughing and joking before this.
No.
Like, oh, high five. Let's go sit on our sides.
No.
Still, after the hearing, Judge Meredith issues this order saying the court cannot make the finding at this time that this marriage is irretrievably broken and suggested counseling.
How divorce?
Why? Because they're not swearing at one another or like there's no gunplay involved or
this is
what?
Crazy.
Like, broken and suggested counseling. Divorce.
Now, it says the court observes these parties to be two people with the ability to communicate with one another about their emotional relationship and perhaps have let their pride become a wall between them.
Well, see, okay, that's completely contradicting what you're saying. Their ability to communicate, but then telling them that their pride has become a wall between them. No, clearly they've tried to communicate, and it's not working.
And I mean, if they want to get married again, then they'll just get married again.
Well, again,
I don't understand.
They're not fighting. I mean, Jesus, this would have been the ruling Carrie and I would have gotten if we had this judge. She would have said, nah, you guys can work it out. What? What?
Yeah.
Well, we've already tried, like... We're here.
But try again.
Yeah. But you guys aren't arguing and you can effectively communicate with one another without screaming and you can be in the same room and in the same place. And so I guess you're okay. Okay. Thanks.
This seems way overstepping.
Yeah.
Counseling. Divorce not granted.
This is something really no one would have seen coming.
Being told to stay with your ex when you both agree that it's over is pretty stunning.
Sydney Veek and Dorothy Walsh Ripka say their clients have been co-parenting effectively.
And by the way, thanks for making me spend more money on lawyers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
Or counseling, potentially. That's not free.
Yeah, nothing's free, not free here.
Allowing them to be cordial in the courtroom. They think the judge may have mistaken that maturity for love. That's no longer there.
Usually people are only ordered to go to some form of counseling when they demonstrate that they can't get along and that they need extra help in co-parenting. But here, where everyone's on the same page about most of the issues in the case, that's the ideal. That's what you would want out of people.
Now the attorneys are trying to fix the situation, filing motions to get the judge to set aside that order and grant the divorce, just like this couple wanted.
I don't know that she had all of the information. And so once she has the information...
It's all in the...
this lawyer is trying to be too kind because they have to deal with this judge again, probably.
Yeah, for sure. But,
I mean, when both lawyers are like, I didn't see this one coming.
And if the judge didn't have all of the information, that's on the lawyer too. Like, let them know that these people don't want to be together. Yeah. You're the lawyer.
I mean, filing for that divorce.
It's literally on everyone but these two people who are mature, arguing.
She has all the information. I think that she will have no issue granting the divorce.
The judge's order also says neither husband nor wife can introduce their daughter to a new dating partner. Veek says they're scheduled back in court on September 13th. Hopeful Judge Meredith will change her mind. In the studio, Nick Pegg.
What if she doesn't? That'd be amazing. God. That would be unreal. It already is.
Yeah, it's really...
I wonder if this happened to anybody who's listening.
Yeah, where the judge said, no, I don't think so.
Go back and work on it.
Yeah, what? Who are you stuck with?
And maybe there'll be a follow-up a couple months from now. We're like, wow, we're really glad that judge said that.
Happily married.
I mean, maybe. I guess
there are people who get divorced and then get remarried.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, that does happen where down the road, you know, you find things in common again or you just needed that separation. But
and then they get divorced again sometimes.
That happens often, too. you forget what you were mad about.
I wonder who listening has been together and separated the most times, like from dating to your current status in the relationship. Like we've been together since we were both 16. We're in our late 40s now, and we have been broken up, divorced, or separated 18 times.
Oh,
but we're back going strong. 1-800-947-3979. What do you think the highest number would get?
Oh, man.
Mine is 3. The girl that I dated in high school, we dated 3 different times.
Like separated by a long time? Yes. Like actual other boyfriends or girlfriends in between?
Yep. We dated my sophomore year, briefly my senior year, and then briefly in college, like 2 years later.
Dang.
Yeah, we always really liked one another. It was just, you know, one of us would do something, you go, oh, man.
You were easy breaker-uppers?
Kind of, yeah. It was. I mean, in hindsight, it was usually just bad communication, and it was definitely more me than her being mad about something I shouldn't have gotten mad about. Mm-hmm. I was sensitive, but
I'll bet we got 3 marriages.
Got to. Like, there's
3 marriages to the same person.
Yeah, that's it. Would have to be
at least one.
Yeah,
somebody.
That'd be
because I know we've got to have plenty that they got remarried after getting divorced again with one another.
Yeah, I say 3 times.
I mean, we used to work with a guy who did that.
Yeah. Kelly, do you have a sibling that was married to the same person twice?
No, but he's been married 5 times.
5 times?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
To 5 different
if
women.
If you're just talking about different
that's
people.
Nothing.
Yeah.
What is he? He must be at least 75 years old to have been married that many times.
He is 40. He's 13 years older than me, so he's 47.
Wow.
Yeah, if you're talking different people, I'll bet we'd have someone text or call in that has, I mean, 15.
Mm-hmm. That guy's like Elizabeth Taylor.
I'm just trying to fit that into my own life.
And he's got so many baby mamas too. It's crazy, but he's so much fun. He's the Ricky in the
family.
How
many baby mamas does he have?
Allison.
More than 5?
Sarah, Amy. He has 3 baby mamas.
Oh, okay.
But then his other wives had kids as well. So he's just, he's brought in
8 babies.
How many kids could logistically call him dad and have it not be crazy?
I really have to count that out. I really do.
All right.
Well, like, how many babies does he have?
Okay. Bet no one's listening who's been married more than 5 times. And isn't yet 60 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think that's easy.
There's got to be somebody.
No, more than five times?
Yeah, for sure.
I really do think this one's going to last. And one of them shouldn't count because she did pass away, and that was sad.
That's still a marriage.
It's still a marriage.
It still counts as a marriage. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm, for sure.
It does, for sure. I do like this one. The mm-hmm. one before, I don't care for her. But this one, I really like her. And she's got two kids. So he's got two more kids now. It's crazy. It's a lot of kids. And I don't know whether at this point to call my nieces and nephews.
Does he get married
there
fast?
There have been so many. Yeah.
So like he goes on a date and he's like, let's get married. And mm-hmm. then it's Saturday and he's got a kid with him.
He loves to be in love.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is fun.
Which is a really nice way to say my brother's a little bit of a slut.
Well, that's another way to say it for sure. Yeah.
He can't be alone.
And he doesn't have to be.
No.
He's got a lot of babies.
Mm-mm. No. He'll never be alone again.
No, he won't.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.